reducing thrust for safer takeoffs. Pilots rarely use full-rated takeoff thrust due to the significant performance margins of modern turbofan engines. These engines are designed to produce more than enough thrust without needing maximum power on every departure. By taking advantage of these margins, operators can reduce wear and tear on their engines, leading to lower maintenance costs and a reduced risk of engine malfunction. The assumed temperature method, ATM, and certified fixed derates have become standard procedures in global airline operations. These methods fully comply with regulatory takeoff performance requirements while providing operational benefits that extend beyond cost savings. By using these procedures, pilots can ensure safe and efficient departures. In light aircraft, full-rated thrust creates extremely high acceleration and climb rates. While this is within certified limits, it can lead to unusually steep pitch attitudes after liftoff, giving the sensation of a rocket-like takeoff. This procedure is still safe but can result in handling characteristics that are less desirable for passenger comfort. The rocket-like performance of light aircraft during demonstration flights is noticeable due to their reduced weight. Engines can produce thrust levels that result in exceptionally high climb rates and steep pitch attitudes, making them appear almost vertical. For pilots, using reduced takeoff thrust rather than full thrust can affect controllability and handling, especially during rotation and the initial climb. The Boeing 737 requires increased back pressure during rotation when using reduced thrust. On some routes, pilots may choose between full-rated climb thrust and a reduced climb thrust setting. This is particularly relevant for departures from Incheon International Airport to Yantai, where aircraft are initially cleared to FL-240 before being revised to FL-236 once they cross into Chinese airspace. The ability to adjust thrust or climb rate can be crucial in avoiding overshooting the level that will be reached after entering Chinese airspace. By managing thrust or adjusting the climb rate, pilots can ensure a safe and efficient departure. Reducing thrust for safer takeoffs is not only beneficial for pilot comfort but also for engine preservation and operational efficiency. By following standard procedures like ATM and certified fixed derates, pilots can minimize the risk of engine malfunction and reduce maintenance costs. In conclusion, reducing thrust for safer takeoffs is a crucial aspect of modern aviation operations. By taking advantage of the performance margins of turbofan engines and using standard procedures like ATM and certified fixed derates, pilots can ensure safe and efficient departures while minimizing the risk of engine malfunction and reducing maintenance costs.